Welcome to this Abide meditation. I'm Tyler Boss. When I was 10 years old, I lost my grandmother. In the blink of an eye, our lives changed. And at Christmas, the loss felt even more real. We had always gone to her house on Christmas Day. Opening the door, the smells. Sweet corn, mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, cherry pie, all kinds of pie. Grandma's joy spilled over in all the work she did preparing for the holiday. I'll never forget how she whistled hymns as she took care of everyone. She was always whistling, always joyful. A few years later, my other grandmother, we called her Gram, went to be with the Lord. And our Christmas Eve dinner tradition at her house was gone too. What had always been a night full of laughter was a little bit quieter in a sadder night without her there. In moments of loss and grief in our lives, I'm so thankful to serve and worship a God who knows what it feels like to lament. After his friend Lazarus died, Jesus went to be with those who were grieving. John's Gospel tells us that when Jesus saw Martha weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Let's pray. Jesus, our lives on earth are marked by loss and grief, and sometimes holidays make the pain even more difficult. Lord, I offer my pain and sadness to you. Thank you for being with me in the midst of it. Thank you for weeping with me. And thank you for promising that one day you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. In your name I pray, amen. In this season, let your grief lead you to God. And until next time, may you meditate and abide in Christ.